Spoken Language 英语，
开奇接力告诉你。
大家好，欢迎收听潘奇接力告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hi guys, this is Jason.
那最近呢，这个苹果 iPhone 6出来以后，当然 iOS 8版本的这个软件出来了。我们节目得到了一个巨大的一个 honor， 一个荣幸，就是我们被 iOS 8这个软件设置为 Top 10 Podcast。
嘿，
所以就是如果你已经升级到 iOS 8这个 OS Operating System 的话 ，If you open up your podcast app。我们就是 Top 10 You must listen to 那个 podcast 所以非常谢谢 iTunes 谢谢苹果对我们的支持当然 Ultimately 我们还是要感谢 Our fellow listeners
Yeah, thanks you guys
Yeah, without your support We never would have been there Now this week We are going to talk about A very hot topic In Chinese media and society now 就是王菲和谢霆锋复合的这件事情啊。
Mm.
那我刚刚也跟 Jason 把这个事情的人物关系前世今生都解释了一遍那是两个我们华语世界 Chinese speaking society 的大明星大明星英语呢除了当然 superstars or stars、we can call them celebrities、
mm-hmm.
right? celebrities 他们复合英文怎么说 Jason
get back together
get back together so 飞王 and Nicholas Xie they got back together
so why is this even news why are we talking about this
because they're celebrities
Ah, so anything they do if they go to the bathroomOh my god, they went to the bathroom.
而且他们是因为都是 super A-list Mr. 是 A plus 是那种最高等级的最有名的这种明星
So I know Fei Wong, but who is the guy?
谢霆锋吗
What is he famous for?
这里我就不跟你解释了因为我们的听众都知道、mm-hmm. But I can answer your question Why people are talking about it so much You know, I saw、an article today It said there are over like 300 million retweets or comments That people are discussing this topicin the past 24 hours or so. So it's crazy. 其中一个很主要的原因就是他们两个人呢这个王菲比谢霆锋要大11岁这是 big age difference、mm. 而且是女的比男的大那中文里面我们叫姐弟恋、
mm.
Is there a term like this in English?
We don't really have anything for the relationship but we can say that she is a cougar.
Cougar.
A cougar.
Cougar.
Yeah.
K-U-G-E-R.
No. C-O-U-G-E-R.
哇我英语差吧我完全拼错了 C-O-U-G-E-R
So this is an animal
有一个电视叫什么 Cougar Town
Yeah, exactly、
就是老友记 Friends 里面的一个女的
Yeah, so this is a new term in English from maybe 5+ years ago
也是个新词
And so it is A cougar is an animal It's a type of large cat Very, very large cat Sort of like a lion But it lives in the mountains of North America
什么豺狼啊
So the idea is
Describe the woman is so hungry 很饥渴的就像一个 cougar 一样
Well, I think the idea is that, you know, women are sort of like cats and cats are like women, but this isn't, you know, a small little house cat. This is a big, ferocious cat that needs to eat things and it's going to search for the men.
That sounds awful to me. 这个词在英文里是好的吗?
I think depending on who you ask, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but it's not very bad. I think cougar has a good...
这个还不 bad. Oh my god.
The animal has a good connotation, so I think people think it's sort of, you know,women are strong and we're just gonna do what we want and we're gonna find hot young guys da, da, da.、
然后我知道英文还有一个词叫什么 boy toy 就是形容这种比较我觉得可能中文就是小白脸吧、
mm-hmm.
但是 boy toy 是很坏的是不是
Yeah, that's pretty, that's not very good, yeah
It means thatUsually a younger guy dating an older woman mostly for money.
Yeah, or just sort of the woman is treating him as a toy. That it's not a,
就玩弄他。
Yeah, it's not a real relationship, but she's just playing around with him.
但是王菲和谢霆锋很多人觉得他们 people are very moved and touched, 很感动觉得这是真爱是 real love,、mm. true love.、
Mm.
因为他们两个 when they first started dating, 刚在一起的时候 she was already the most famous and successful femaleSinger, but he was just starting out in his career. 他的事业还刚刚开始 and I think he was in his early 20s, 二十出头 and she was in her mid-30s, 他三十多岁。就是大家觉得他们很勇敢 very brave, 因为这个 age difference 在中国的社会现在慢慢好但是以前还是觉得姐弟恋特别是 such a big age difference, a lot of people justcouldn't accept that and 骂王菲说一些什么很难听的话 and they talk about 谢霆锋 being like a boy toy 这样的、mm. But anyway, they eventually broke up and then each got married. 后来他们又各自结婚了 and then she had one daughter with her ex-husband before him and then got married again, had another daughter, and he married this also very popular and famous celebrity and had two sons. And then they each got divorced, 又各自离婚了然后再过一段时间 they got back together. That's a beautiful story to me.
Yeah, I think that's good. If they're getting back together, then it probably means they like each other, that it's something real.
对对对但是呢我又看到也有很多的人前面我在新浪上面看到的一个 news survey 一个调查说 it's an even split 我们说 even split 就是对半开 50-50 的 public opinion about this、situation一半的人觉得 Oh, we support them 他们真的是 true love And we wish them the best The other half people They use words such as Shameless 就是无耻不要脸
Why would they say that?
我觉得有可能我也看了一些网络的 comments 一些评论嘛就是会说这个王菲和谢霆锋都不顾自己的小孩怎么怎么样然后 就顾自己开心我觉得在中国社会还是对于 divorced people 有一个 stigma、mm-hmm. 就是对于离婚是 divorce、mm-hmm. 离婚的人你们说什么、
We say divorcees
Divorcees
or you could just say someone who is divorced
Yeah, I think there's stigma 就是一种歧视、towards people who are divorced Especially if you have kids The society expectation 社会对你的期望就是说 You should focus on your kids、And if you're dating, if you're seeking a new relationship or happiness, it means you're neglecting your parental duties.
Interesting.
就会觉得你可能自己去追寻感情啊，幸福，从某一个角度来说，你是不是就不顾你的小孩了？对。
See, it's interesting because I think a lot of people in the United States would say the exact opposite.That as a parent, if you're not trying to find a way to be happy or trying to find a way to live a life that you want to be living, then that's going to affect your child. Because if you're really unhappy and things aren't doing well for you, then you're not going to have a child in a happy environment.
所以啊，我们就是看到很多美国的重组家庭。那英文有重组家庭这个说法吗
Not really. We don't really have a way to say that.
可能就是因为你们就觉得这是一个比较正常的事情。You don't need to invent a new term. 不需要为这个现象再发明一个新的词出来。
I mean, I think, you know, 50 years ago, it wasn't very common, but these days, it's pretty common.
对，因为比如从我自己认识的人里面，就是一些美国人他 This family is made up of people who both were previously married、mm-hmm. and got a divorce.And then they got married and they each have their own kids and now they live together. 就是有这个 stepmother, stepdaughter,、stepfather 这样就 step-parent, step-kids, 对吧继父继母继子这样的、然后在中国我觉得这种情况就很难就是说 people who are divorced 特别是 if they want to get married again especially for a woman there are just no good options.Because I feel like even if the man can accept their situation, the man will have a lot of pressure from his parents, his friends, his you know, social circles. 就会觉得 you're dating like a secondhand, like a used up commodity.
That's terrible. That's so sexist.
对，反正就是我觉得还是特别是对于这样的情况 situation 的女人而言是比较难的在中国。那 Jason 我想问问你在美国姐弟恋啊像你说的 Cougar 这种 Does it raise eyebrows? 就是 raise eyebrows 就是说人家会不会抬眉毛会震惊
I think there's some people who don't think it's in good taste I think some people are going to think Oh that's not good、
你说的 in good taste Taste 是品味嘛、mm-hmm. In good taste 这里就是说不太 proper 对不对、mm-hmm. 就是好像有悖传统道德这样的啊、mm-hmm.
But I think in general, most people think, whatever. if everyone involved is happy, then whatever.
我发现我们做的几期节目比较 sensitive 的话题 Jason, the answer is always, whatever. It's their freedom, it's their liberty. We get it, you're from the States, the land of freedom.
Yeah, I guess so.
其实美国真的是就是是比较崇尚 individual rights, freedom 的一个社会对吧大家都觉得啊，你要个人快乐这个个人自由很重要当然社会有社会的压力还有 美国 it's still pretty religious, 有这个 religious yeah. pressure. But overall, I think the mainstream thinking, 这个是 personal choice.、
Mm-hmm.
那在中国我觉得现在越来越就是当然我们说 people are becoming more independent, they're, you know, looking out for their individual interest needs. But I think fundamentally our culture, 我们还是一个很群体性一个 collective 的 culture. 我们觉得和谐很重要啊什么就是你不能只顾自己 happy 嘛你要想到你的父母你的朋友你的什么什么对中国人是活得蛮累的我觉得、mm-hmm. 在美国有一些明星啊他们也是 date younger men 比如说 Madonna、
mm-hmm.
Right? I think she always dates men who are much younger than her、
yeah.
And even Jennifer Lopez J-Lo、
mm-hmm.
她离婚了以后 After she got divorced
Oh, her like dancer
yeah,、
right? yeah,
she's dating a dancer 她的伴舞的也比她小很多我觉得在美国当然 I think a lot of people would trash them To trash someone 就是说乱骂他们、
mm-hmm.
对不对把他们骂成垃圾但是呢那也是一小部分人、
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't see a survey about Do you think it's right or wrong To date a man who's younger than you
Well, I think a lot of people in the United States these days recognize it as a double standard.
双重标准
So, you know,
男的可以
Yeah, so if it, you know, an older man dates a younger woman, that's totally fine. But if an older woman dates a younger man, then something is wrong. And that's, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's a double standard. It's sexist. And so I think, again, 30 years ago, it would have been a bigger deal. But I think these days, people have accepted that, yeah, it's fine. You can do it.
我觉得社会的这个大家的观念变化其实还是蛮快的哦。
Mm-hmm.
30 years, three decades,might seem like sound like a long time but when you think about the change that have been going on in people's views and opinions significant changes、
yeah.
对不对很大的改变其实就在三十年
and so I think that it's sort of similar to China in that way you know of course you know, the perceptions like you say are like as they are right now in China but you know 20 years ago they were very different、
mm.
and I'm sure in 20 years and 30 years they will also be very different here
对我还记得我小的时候我上小学的时候 divorce 离婚这件事情就是在中国是很少很少的、
嗯、
然后 I have two classmates 在我班级我有两个同学 their parents got divorced 然后呢 我们学校 every once in a while 就会有一个老师把他们两个叫去说有什么 special activity 特别的什么关怀的行动 and we could never understand 就什么 why so mysterious 到最后 because I was good friends with one of the people and then she told me because my parents are divorced、
嗯、
so the teacher will provide extra support or, you know, they talk to you about your family situation.但是没有一个人愿意 openly 讲 You know, I come from 我们现在都说 broken family 到现在还是很多人讲到 divorce They'll say broken family 破碎家庭
That's a very dramatic way of saying it
Yeah, exactly, right? 对我觉得这个在中国和美国对于这件事情真的还是有很大的差异啊
But you're saying that's what it was like when you were a little kid Is it still like that today?
现在还是啊就是你讲到 divorce 的话 The term that's associated 相关联的一个名词就是 broken family
嗯、
就是说哦这个孩子比如如果他的 parents divorce 他们就说 he or she is from a broken family
That's terrible
对我觉得就是潜意识就给小孩一个很 hurtful 的 name 嘛对不对
Yeah and I think the other thing is that not all divorces are bad
对对
You know sometimes you know both parents just both decide they don't want to be together anymore but they still spend lots of time with their kids and they still love their kids a lot and it's、
嗯、
you know of course it's not the best situation but I think there's this perception of divorce is always, you know, crying in the kitchen and throwing plates and everything is terrible and bad, but sometimes it's just very calm and very sort of okay.
哎，我觉得像美国 do you know the divorce rate? 美国的离婚率 something
it's
like 50%.
It's pretty、
right?
high, yeah.
yeah
it's
so
pretty high.
Half marriages end up in divorce.
But I think the majority of those are marriages without children.
啊，还是小孩的因素啊，重要的有小孩会比较考虑的多一点。但是在美国有一个现在很 mainstream 主流的一个做法就是可能夫妻间觉得有很大的问题或者什么 They'll go through marriage counseling、
mm-hmm.
然后这个在中国也是不太多的 You'll find more and more of that in China now 但是还是不像美国就是 marriage counseling 我们说的婚姻咨询是一个比较主流的一个做法对吧
Yeah, it's pretty standard、
mm. Anyway, you should Google their story 王菲和谢霆
锋
我是非常 support 我就是 I'm 50% of the 网友 who really wish them the best of luck 就是很祝福他
Yeah.
yeah
if they're both happy then、
story.
yeah for sure then I hope it goes well for them
yeah Okay, thank you for listening to our show today. 然后呢，喜欢我们节目的听众，如果你想更加系统性的学习英语，就欢迎大家下载 Open Language 的 APP， 或者到我们网站 openlanguage.com 去看一下，免费试用一些课。然后喜欢的话呢，就可以购买我们的产品。购买的时候买一年的英语产品，你只要输入告诉你 GAOSUNI 的这个代码，就有九折的优惠。好，那我们今天节目就到这儿。 We'll see you next time. Bye.
See you guys.